Discover insights to boost your business or improve your quality of life right here on the Soar to Success podcast with your host, Pat Altvader.
Welcome back to the Soar to Success podcast, where each month I interview the person who is our featured expert in the Soar to Success magazine. This month, I am delighted to introduce you to Lynette Begg-Lavery. She's an image consultant with lots of great information to share. Welcome to the podcast, Lynette.
Well, thank you, Pat. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, I'm excited to have our listeners hear all about you and learn more about what you do and why you do it. So why don't we just go ahead and get started? Why don't you give us a little background about what you do right now and how you came to be doing that? What's your why for doing it?
Well, I specialize in skincare, color analysis, and wardrobe consultation and lifestyle energy assessment. So the energy assessment is what helps people discover their innate gifts, their tendencies, and their unique assets in order to design a personal plan that's just right for them. So when that happens, they're confident and they let their inner beauty shine to the world.
Wow. So how do they find that out? You have an assessment?
I do. I work with them, and we have an assessment that we go through, and I help them identify those things. Because after all, our image matters, and not because of what people think of us, but because of how it makes us feel. So that's why I love doing what I do.
Yes, yeah, so you bring out the best in people, don't you?
That's the goal, yes, is to have them find their inner beauty and focus on their assets. And I like seeing those aha moments, those smiles, when a woman looks in the mirror and she feels pretty and she feels good about herself.
Yes, yeah, so why are we like that as women, where if we're wearing something that makes us feel good and people give us compliments, it makes us feel better on the inside too?
It does. It's sort of confirmation that, oh, you know, we made a good choice. And a lot of times we as women are our worst own critics. And so we start, look in a mirror and we go, oh, look at this, look at that, you know, instead of seeing the beauty that is there.
Mm-hmm. So how did you get started? What led you to do this?
Well, I guess it was my own personal journey and a desire to define my own image. You know, if someone told me that I was going to be doing this years ago, I would never have believed it. Mm-hmm. See, my background is in finance and management, so I really kind of think it was divine intervention.
That's a pretty far shift from that.
It is, right? that kind of sounds silly, that, you know, but I really believe that God was working and putting the people and things in my life at a time when I really needed them, but I really didn't know it then. I mean, mm-hmm. I can look back and see that now. But yeah. I had a thirst for personal growth and trying to, my own journey, trying to define my own image. And I just truly believe that if you're not growing, you're dying. So it's kind of like a plant. If you're not watering it, feeding it, it's going to be dying.
Yeah.
So my personal journey kind of kept me going.
And when was that you kind of got started on your personal journey?
Well, that was probably over 20 years ago.
Okay.
That I started that. And I started with the skincare and the color analysis, and that kind of morphed and grew into the lifestyle energy assessment and wardrobe consultation. And so it's just kind of grown into that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's how businesses evolve, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, your customers have needs for other things than just what you're providing, and so you constantly evolve to give them what they need. And what aspect of what you do now do you like the best?
I think I just really like working with women because I love seeing them smile when they, you know, when you look at a woman and you see her confidence and see her glowing kind of from the inside out, you know, her beauty is shining, and she looks in the mirror and she feels good. And when we talk about the energy assessment and those aha moments that like, oh, that's why I do that. And and it's kind of a relief, a confidence that builder, if you will, that, you know, I'm not crazy, or I'm not, there's nothing wrong with me. That's just my innate energy, and that's why I do that, you know. Or and it's those aha moments and the smiles that keep me going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what's your vision for your company?
My vision is to enrich as many lives as I can by teaching and helping and inspiring them to thrive by focusing on their gifts and their positive attributes and affirming their unique image.
Mm-hmm. And how do you find the women who want to do this? Not like every woman wouldn't, but...
Well, you know, it's interesting. There's women all around, you know, and we're all from all walks of life, and yet we all have that same commonality that we want to look and feel our best.
Mm-hmm. So what happens when people have a bad hair day?
Well, when they have a bad hair day, I teach them little tips and tricks, and then they need to also keep positive and focus on other things, because while we think it's a bad hair day, and I've had that experience a lot, and what I've found is that it's really not as bad. Remember I said we're our worst own inner critic?
Yeah.
One of the most important things to remember is I believe that what we think about, we bring about.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's really, really important to keep a positive mindset and to focus on our accomplishments and to really guard our thoughts and keep a positive mindset.
Yeah, and that does take focus, doesn't it?
It does. It's so easy to get pulled in different directions and pulled by our environment or people we're around. And I think we always have to remember to come back to us and focus on our positive mindset.
Yeah, that's really good advice. I think you should have that printed up and hand to every woman who's complaining about her hair or whatever else part of her body she doesn't like
whatever
that nobody else notices.
Right, right. Because I think it's important that, you know, when we feel good about ourselves, we feel confident, and that's what comes across is that inner beauty. And that's the whole point is, you know, we're all unique and we all have wonderful qualities.
Yeah,
so
right.
It's
exactly.
Important to focus on those.
So what exactly does wardrobe consultation mean?
Well, wardrobe consultation helps women discover what's right for their body type. And so in terms of clothing and style and fabric, but also in color. And so one of the things that I like to do with women is to do a closet review, which really means that I help them go through their existing wardrobe and let them know what works, what doesn't work, why it works, or why something is not working. And so we kind of clean out their wardrobe. And another service that I offer is...
Wait, I just want to make a comment about that, cleaning out their wardrobe. Every woman should do this at least once a year, right?
Absolutely.
We accumulate all these stupid things that we buy that don't work. But, of course, we wouldn't do that once we had your advice of what to do. But then we end up with a closet crammed full of stuff that we don't wear. Do you think it's still true about that 80-20 rule? That we only wear 20%
of? That you only wear 20% of what you actually own? Yes, I do. Well, sometimes I find myself even will slip right back into that. It's just so easy to do. And then I have to go back and rearrange. Because, you know, you get busy through life and you start pulling stuff out of your closet and what you're wearing ends up right in front. And you grab it because it's fast and it's easy. But once you work with me, then you have an idea of how you can arrange your closet so that you can easily create a capsule to utilize all the pieces in your closet.
Yeah, and I think I remember in one of the videos that you made that I watched, you had a tip about turning the hanger A different
Absolutely.
Way.
One of the things that I like to tell people is that if you aren't sure about what you're wearing and what you're not, is that to go through your closet and first make sure all of the hangers are facing the same direction. And then as you wear pieces of clothing and put them back with the hangers going the opposite direction, because then you can see at a quick glance all the things that you're not wearing. And that's when you start looking at, okay, why am I not wearing this? And then you can start analyzing that.
Yeah, and what does it take? What kind of mental attitude does it take to get rid of those 80%? I find that so hard.
Well, I used to have that same problem. But then when I discovered the lifestyle energy assessment and I discovered what really worked for me and what I should be focusing on, because let's face it, we have a closet full of things that look okay, but I want to be the best I can be all the time. Mm-hmm. So why do I want to settle for just okay?
Yeah, this is one thing I found. It isn't with the clothes I wear for meetings and, you know, business as much, although I probably wear 20% of what I have for that too. But I have like 7 red polo shirts. Some
okay.
of them are too tight, or they've been washed too many times or whatever, but they're all still hanging in my closet.
Right.
How do I get rid of those? Just take them out and say, you're out of here, huh?
Right. One of the ways that helps you be able to release that is to put it on and think about, put it on, look in the mirror, and ask yourself, how do I feel while I have this on? Do I feel like it makes me feel happy, I'm comfortable, or does it make me feel self-conscious about because it might be too tight now or too short? That's an easy way to say, okay, if I don't feel great when I put it on, it goes.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I have to hang up right now because I got work to do. So now that you've helped somebody look at what they do have in their closet and figure out what the capsules are and what's best for them, then what's the next step to wardrobe consultation?
Well, the next step is to go on a little shopping excursion. And so the reason you do this is because you're teaching them, they learn what they are looking for in terms of style and fabric and color, and they learn to shop. As well as before you go, we like to make an assessment of what types of things do we need to complete an outfit for what you already have. Mm-hmm. So now you're going shopping on purpose rather than to just go browse and find something new.
Yeah.
And only to get it home and find out that you don't have anything to match it.
Yeah, right.
Has that ever happened for you to go shopping and buy a shirt and go, oh, I really like this, and you get home and you find out, I don't really have anything to wear with this.
I know. That is or it was on sale and you just can't pass that up. I think as women, we are just bred to do those kinds of mistakes until we have training from somebody like you to help us.
Right. I think until we give it some attention. And you know the law of entropy that says, everything left unattended slowly returns to a state of disorder. That's exactly what happens in our closet.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so how do people then remember what, you know, you come and you help them put these capsules together that are mixing and matching different pieces they have. Then, you know, you leave. How do they remember which pieces go with what?
One of the things that I like to do is provide them with a digital book that allows them to have those outfits at their fingertips. So then they have that to look at and go, oh, that's what we put with that.
Oh, yeah. That's a cool
idea.
And so
it helps them in the morning. They're like, I don't know what I'm going to put on today. And they look through their little digital thing and go, oh, that looks good.
Yeah. What a great idea. That probably speeds up the time it takes in the morning to get ready, too, huh?
It does if you're struggling with, you know, what am I going to wear today? You know, so we tend to dress how we feel instead of the other way around, instead of dressing to make ourselves feel better.
Mm-hmm.
So it does make a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. So if somebody wanted to work with you, do you have packages that offer different pieces and parts of these things that you've just described, including the energy profiling and the skincare and the closet and the wardrobe?
And the color analysis, absolutely.
Color, yeah.
So I customize packages for everyone, but I also offer what I call a queen's package, or I have a princess package or the Cinderella package. And any one of those can be tailored or customized. Of course, the queen's package is for the woman who wants it all. And the princess package is just the wardrobe consultation, the color analysis, the skincare, but does not include that digital book.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Cinderella package is for someone who wants to dip their toe in it and do a little bit at a time.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of a slower path,
mm-hmm.
but just as effective.
Yeah, great. Well, that's good that you have something for everybody's budget.
Yes.
Yeah. So what else do you like to do in your spare time?
What else do I like to do? Well, I love to travel. I like to be outdoors, and I like camping. But mostly, I guess I'm kind of a DIY kind of girl, and so I love crafts and projects and home remodeling. My husband often says, don't give me a Sawzall. In other words, it's a commercial saw that, you know, take out walls and cuts through anything.
And so how did you get your talent for that?
I got my knack from that from my father. My father was a jack of all trades and a master of many. He was a builder, and so he started with home building. And so I watched that all my life, and then he switched careers into several other things, from auto mechanics to auto body to several things. So most of that comes from my father teaching me or watching him.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things that strikes me when you say that about DIY and about remodeling and all that, that
mm-hmm.
it seems like this is just part of your nature to try to beautify things.
It is. It's just, that's interesting. I guess I never really thought of it that way, but I guess that's true. It's, you know, how do we make the best with what we have?
Yeah, exactly. So you mentioned travel, and I know one of the things that you like to do is travel to Atlanta, where you have some grandkids. So tell us more about that.
I do. I probably have made more trips to Atlanta than anywhere else. I have two beautiful granddaughters. They're five. They're twins. And I love spending time with them. They're at that perfect age, and they just grow so fast. So I like to get down there as often as I can.
Mm-hmm.
And I think family is really important to me. So,
yeah. So are there things that you're doing with those girls to make sure that they grow up having not having to overcome the things that the typical woman has to overcome about how they feel about themselves?
You know, that's a really, really hard one, and from a distance. And so, yes, as they get older, I want to be a little closer more often. And that is exactly why, because I think it's so important, especially with things like social media and what's in the magazines and, you know, what's on the runways. And they're not designing for you and I. And Facebook or social media, you have that comparison game. And I don't want them to fall into that trap, because it's so easy to go down that slippery slide, because it's all fake. So,
yeah, I know.
In other words, people aren't going to put, you know, oh, I had a rough day. And there are some out there, but you know what I mean. You slip into that comparison game, and I think we as women have to teach our children that they're unique just the way they are.
Yes. Yeah, so what advice would you give to women who are raising young girls then? What could they do specifically to help them not fall into those comparison traps?
I think the most important thing is to reaffirm their gifts and their positive qualities and feeding positive thoughts, teaching them, which sounds crazy, but to look in the mirror and say, I'm beautiful, you know, and to continually reinforce that. There's so much negative in the world that I think it's important that at home that that's what they hear.
Yeah, that's really good advice, even for boys, raising boys.
It is. You know, boys also struggle with image because they're not as sports-like, or they're not, you know, that comparison game with their peers. And so, again, it's important to reaffirm them of the gifts that they have and to guide them and teach them how they can use those gifts in the world.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Great advice. So what organizations are you part of?
Currently, I'm a member of NABO Cleveland, and I'm serving on the board of directors as the VP of Finance. And I also am a member of the Greater Akron Chamber and a co-facilitator for the Akron Know, which is a knowledgeable network of women on the go for downtown. Cool. Both of those I enjoy doing just as to try and give back and serving in those positions. I'm also involved in church and a Christian women's Bible study, and I have a strong faith, so I think that's real important to me.
Yeah, that's great. Good. Well, one thing I ask everyone who's on this Sort of Success podcast with me is, what are three traits that you think when you meet someone for the first time or you get a new client and you just know that they are going to implement what you say to do or suggestions that you have, they're really going to follow your advice? Or maybe you just meet them casually and you just know, oh, I just know this person's going to sort of success. What would you say would be three traits that when you see those in a person, you know they'll be successful?
Well, I think that probably three is hard because I think three, it's hard to narrow down, but I think at the top would be willingness to learn and grow.
Okay.
Because change is inevitable. You always need to learn something new or learn a new skill, or it, maybe you know the skill, you just need to get better at it. You know, so I think a willingness to learn and grow is number one.
Yeah, okay.
The other would be tenacity.
All right.
To never give up or quit. I think the other important quality is integrity.
Okay, and why do you think that?
I think that integrity is important no matter what you do in life and who you're dealing with. And if you don't have integrity, you know, people can see it, and people don't want to do business with somebody who doesn't have integrity.
Okay, great. Those are three really good ones. So how can people reach you?
Well, people can reach me through the contact on my website at uniquelyyourimage.com, or they can email me at Lynette, that's L-Y-N-N-E-T-T-E, at uniquelyyourimage.com, or they can reach me by phone.
Thanks for listening to the Soar to Success podcast. For more insights into growing your business or improving your quality of life, visit SoarToSuccessMagazine.com and subscribe to the Soar to Success podcast on iTunes.
Okay, great. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks.